This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So, you want to be an entrepreneur, but your life is in the way. Well, today we're going to hopefully change that line of thought. I'm Frida Liu.
And I'm Maya Tan.
And you're listening to 5 for Fortune, where we bring you 5 do's and don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business.
Now, most of us aren't born with a silver spoon in our mouths, so we put our dreams of starting a business on the back burner and we let the stress from our day jobs and obligations at home get in the way of fulfilling our dreams.
And you know, I've often met people who tell me how they've always wanted to start their own business, but they say things like, I'm too old to get started now, I don't have any startup money, I have kids, I'm just too busy.
But a recent study from the Kauffman Foundation for Entrepreneurship revealed some really interesting statistics about women entrepreneurs that may surprise you.
So here are 5 interesting findings from that report, and this goes out to budding entrepreneurs everywhere, no matter what your gender is.
Number 1. The average age of women starting their own business is 40.
And I can see why. When we're a little older and wiser, we realise that many of our old fears and hang-ups are unfounded, or we've had the opportunities to overcome them.
We also start to realise that we're not invincible like we used to think, and that time is of the essence.
Now, with maturity also comes the discipline and attitudes to be our own bosses, and we can take advantage of life experiences to form key relationships that will propel our business forward.
But starting right now means that you have a head start, so don't wait, start now.
All right.
Number 2.
Less than 1% of entrepreneurs in the survey came from extremely rich or extremely poor backgrounds.
So most of these entrepreneurs had to raise their own capital. Actually, I found that the most inspiring entrepreneurs started with very little from scratch. We interviewed the head of the world's largest kebab chain, Kebab Turki Baba Rafi, out in Indonesia. His name is Hendy Setiono, and he started age 19 with $400 borrowed from his sister to start a trolley cart selling kebabs. And now at age 29, he has an international chain.
So it's a disadvantage to be middle class. Now, even those who were from well-off families like Richard Branson raised funds by doing chores and odd jobs.
I guess there's no shortcut if you want to be successful.
Not having a lot of startup money also forces you to get creative and only focus on the ideas and strategies that count. So, no money, no excuse. Get creative, save, raise your capital, and get out there.
Number 3. 70% of female entrepreneurs in the survey were married when they launched their first business.
Well, maybe this is something to do with a shared household income. Often, when you have an other half, shared expenses and obligations allow you a little bit more freedom and resources to start your own business.
I think it has a lot to do with moral support too. So if you're married or are planning to, tell your other half about your plans for starting a business and see how he or she can support you with time, resources, or helping to take care of some obligations. Once it's in your life plan, a little help can go a long way.
And it's great for getting your partner involved in what you do too, to strengthen your relationship at the same time.
And from the results of the survey, it seems like being married has helped entrepreneurs.
Number 4.
Now, 60% had at least one child when they launched their first business, while almost half had two or more children.
Taking care of children can be very consuming, but I guess we need to stop using them as an excuse.
Use them as a reason. Now, instead, we can use our experience from caring for children for the business. If you have a family, chances are you're already a multitasker and have experience in balancing priorities.
Which is a huge skill to have when it comes to running your own business. We have a mutual friend, Annabelle, who runs La Juiceria. She launched it maybe several weeks after the birth of her second baby, right?
I know. Anyway, absolutely. So the lesson here is that many women entrepreneurs don't let life circumstances stop them. In fact, they use the skills from managing life to manage the business.
Number 5.
75% of entrepreneurs in the Kauffman Foundation survey worked as employees for other companies for more than 6 years before launching their own business.
There are a lot of opportunities for exposure when you're working for someone else.
And I guess you can learn from their success and their mistakes too. You know, obtain useful contacts and get exposure to different work processes.
And with 6 years or more under your belt, you also gain confidence and know-how in managing people and resources.
More importantly, it took 6 years or more to raise the funds for going into business. Because, don't forget, apart from startup capital, we have to include living expenses and some time before the business starts to turn a profit.
So whether it's an internet retail business, a little fringe patisserie, or selling your homemade creations, start planning now, no matter what stage of your life you're in. Make those dreams come true. This is 5 for Fortune with Frida Liu and Maya Tan. We have more next week for budding entrepreneurs, 5 startup mistakes to avoid. So tell us what you think on Twitter at BFM Radio, or send an email to enterprise@bfm.my. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.